Hello, this is Greg and Clint with another commute edition on a semi-thunderstormy day. Clint's nodding his head yes. I know you guys can't see that. So
they just assume anymore. They just know.
It's like a
sixth sense.
Sixth.
Yeah. They're just like, yeah, Clint's doing something. We just can't see it. We know he's doing something.
Hello. That's the guy that throws the air quotes. And of course, we have Evie this time too as a special guest again. She's saying, are you saying hello?
She's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello,
and she's
Evie.
Not going to scream this time.
No.
Yeah. Sad face. Yeah, no.
And Clint, as tempting as it is, no more cow tipping. That was a bad experience you had. You tried to shove that thing over and it got angry. So all those cows in that field over there, just keep driving. No more temptation for you. You didn't roll well.
What the are you talking about?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, you told me use my imagination. I'm trying.
Uh-huh.
Clint approached an angry cow and was going to push it over, but he needs to roll a 10 or better.
I want to know why your imagination's going there.
Because I know what the cow will do if you fail. Especially, he's going to be mad, is all.
Yes.
I don't know. This
Something
is a,
like that.
This is a commute that's... We're going to name this one Derailed because,
pretty much is. Yeah. You know,
nice Derailed.
70 Chevelle there.
But, yeah, quite a few of them. So.
Yeah. So we downloaded an audio app on the phone. We did this really cool 15-minute behind-the-screen Game Master promo. Do you think I can recover the file and transfer? Sorry, language. My bad. App was worthless. Cannot transfer or even find the file that it saved. Now I can retrieve it on the phone, but I can't transfer it for upload.
Well, now, I might be able to help you with that because you plugged the USB cord into your phone.
Yeah, I did.
And then there's a way to find the system file. The file's on your phone. Instead of explaining it, I just kind of know what to do.
No,
but you can try. You can probably get it that way.
Just purge the app and we'll start over because I didn't feel like messing with it. It shouldn't be this difficult to retrieve a file, but apparently it is.
And what's the app? What the app do that for you?
It was an audio recording app. I got a different one that seems to be working a little kinder. At least I know where the files are being saved.
Oh,
so I should. Plus, it saved it as a Wave 3 file. The new app did. It was just a recorder. It wasn't some sort of editor or fancy whatever. It just recorded. And I did a test file, and that worked fine. I knew where it was. I was able to move it. So I'll try again. Which is too bad, because I kind of had a really cool 15-minute... podcast going, but it's gone now. So
but sometimes it takes a little bit of failure overcome a little hurdle.
Yeah.
You know,
I just get tired of trying to use software or something that should be easy to use, but you get so frustrated trying to figure out how to do something simple with it that you just don't even want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah,
it's like, just tell me where the file is. Don't play this game of this or that. I don't understand why you have a 5-star rating, but people can't find the stupid file you just recorded.
I think the ratings are a little overhyped, maybe. Or there are people, too, that don't necessarily know. Like, they're going to get that app for something basic, not for what you're trying to do. And so maybe for them it works good. But it should tell you where the file is saved. I know on the one that I used to do some logos and stuff, it's really difficult. Literally, I have to plug the phone in, and then the laptop recognizes, the device, and then go into the files, and then I can find it. Then I just pull them out of there and put them on the desktop, and then it's easy.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it stores it in some oddball spot, and that's all I was saying is...
Don't like that they do that. It just should be something... Just should be something simple. But apparently
it should
not, so...
It should be simple.
All right, that rant's over, sorry. So I'm working on a really cool podcast that, for game mastering and stuff, I'll have to redo it again. And this time, the new app will save it where I know it, ironically, in the podcast folder. I know, like, surprise, huh? Who would have thought that?
So, one of the things we're doing is adding to our show here. So, Clint, because he does... far more D&D stuff than I have ever done. He's going to do, what did you name your segment?
It's role-playing in general, but behind the screen.
Okay.
Yep. So it's where the GM is usually behind the screen. It made sense.
That's true. So then that way, he's going to bring some of that to the table, and that'll be something extra too. So I'm sorry that it failed, but I'm sure the second one you do will
I think
will
the
be
second one
good.
Will be a lot better. It's just a matter of getting a little time to do it. I actually did it while driving while she was swimming, so that's why it was only about 15 minutes, but I worked out other than the sound of the turn signal.
Well,
worked out real well.
Turn signal just means you're in the car. That's
yeah.
All.
Well, and I pretty much said I was on the move, like we are now. You just have a little better recorder than just your phone.
So we've mentioned it before, and I've kind of sort of figured a way out to do it. Me and Clint have some little, the little cheap cameras that you, they kind of look like a GoPro knockoff.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
And they work fairly good. But anyways, you can set them up, and basically that's what we should do is a commute while we're recording, because then I can blend the sound over what we're doing. And then maybe you guys would get an idea of
what we're doing.
We do, because some of these commutes mostly just drive through the countryside or through the town or on the way to a job or something. But one of these times we got to do one where we're on the way to like a game convention or something like that.
Oh, we should go to that game store in Riverside, Greg.
There's a game. Oh, the game store in Riverside.
Yeah,
yes.
The video game center in Riverside.
Yes. Amazingly, I think those video games pay cash back.
Yeah,
when you play. That'd be an interesting, the blinking light tour. I don't know.
Bells and whistles.
There you go. That would work too.
You can't go there, unfortunately, Evie. Because adults only.
Yeah.
I know it sounds fun. However, not quite the same.
It's a little different. So, and in the video gaming world, it is a little bit different. Yeah,
yes,
so.
This is true. He hasn't quite grasped sarcasm just yet.
Sarcasm is useful, though. You have to have that in life, somewhat.
Your job runs on it.
My job, yes. My job does. Well, they don't see my sarcasm. They don't see my humor either.
They don't seem to see anything.
Yeah, so it's an interesting kind of job where I've never been anywhere where they pat you down at the door looking to see if you're hiding any imagination. Don't bring that into work or logic. That's to stay in the car.
Now you're not even allowed to stand up.
Yeah. Gotta stretch a bit. So, but that's a different rant for a different
show.
I want that. I want a pond.
Yeah, pond like that would be cool.
That's nice. Right.
Yeah, we're really okay. Now back to gaming. We should probably focus on that a little bit.
Wait a minute, they have video bass fishing video games and trout fishing games.
They do, but
it's not the same.
Yeah, we're not quite where we can.
Oh, a little cemetery.
Right next
it's
to
it's okay, Evie. I think that's
C maintenance road.
That's a family cemetery there.
No, we're not going in the cemetery.
It's
Yeah, it's pretty much a family
private property. It's
a farm community, whatever here. Interesting. All right.
Did I see that tombstone that said Greg's job? Oh, it's a dead end.
We can only hope. Yeah.
Wait, that's another funny. If the cemetery's at the end of the road, wouldn't that be a dead end?
It would be a dead end.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
It would be a punny dead end.
Life, a punny one. That's good.
A punny one, yes.
Not sure where we're going with this one. We're a little bit off.
You did say that it was a distracted one, so.
Yeah.
They oiled a 100-foot strip of road, and that's it?
Yeah, just to keep the dust flying up around their house, but
it almost seems kind of a waste.
It kind of is. Wow, some of these clouds are massive.
Yeah, we got some
really built into the sky. So, speaking of storms and clouds and your Dungeons and Dragons and role playing in general, and Elder Scrolls and all that. So,
yeah, and all that. I had a really cool podcast. Was sad about that. All right.
We'll get your podcast back.
Yeah,
you gotta have
it. Live and learn, I guess.
Now you guys know what to look for, though.
Yeah.
So he'll be sharing his wisdom on that.
That should also lead me to being a little more motivated to edit the D&D stuff. Get that up, because that needs to be done, too.
Now, out in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a farm, is a 5G tower.
Yeah, that's not a 5G tower. That is a U.S. Cellular. That's a 4G tower for U.S. Cellular.
That one there is?
That is a U.S. Cellular tower. The up and down antennas, that's U.S. Cellular. Yeah, that's a U.S. Cellular, and it's rural. U.S. Cellular is about the only one rural. So,
here in the middle of nowhere, you can't find any peace.
Yeah. Work for them for 10 years, you tend to learn that. But yeah, that's a U.S. Cellular tower. built on some farmer's land.
Well, thank you, Clint.
Cool. That one's not 5G. That one is still 4G.
Is it? Oh, yeah, boy, the 5G ones are popping up like popcorn, boy, everywhere. It is really literally crazy to drive down the street one day, and the next day they're there.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, we'll see what that does for gaming, too.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, there's going to be some benefit to it besides, you know, appearance and death. Slow creeping death.
You don't want to be microwave, Clint. Come on.
No, pass.
Yeah, I know. Well, speaking of which, you were also going to... What's your latest update on the tripod?
Yes, tripods and triplanes. The one I keep getting distracted from while we're chatting, so let's focus on that for a second. So, I have not gotten a new email update since July 3rd, but on July 3rd, they did announce that the items had arrived at the warehouse. So they'd gotten off the container, they made it to the warehouse in either Indiana or Illinois, I'm not sure. It's Fort Wayne, but they're saying Fort Wayne, Illinois. I don't know of any Fort Wayne, Illinois. There might be. I always thought Fort Wayne was in Indiana, but what do I know, I guess. But either way, it's in the Midwest where we are, which means quick shipping. Well, the email stated that they were going to start shipping out this week. Well, today's Tuesday, so I would imagine they've probably begun sorting and getting stuff out into the mail, and I'm hoping to see an email next day or so. So are a lot of people on the Facebook page.
Yeah, we got to get that up. That and just a few of the other things, too, like your Shoals and Islands pack.
Yeah.
You got to do that. And then just, I don't know, I've got to have more time, you guys.
Yeah,
my job is taking up a lot of time.
Yeah,
so
it's really hard to get stuff done with the way your schedule is right now, which sucks.
Yeah, now I'm able to because, believe it or not, working on the page and the group, there's actually quite a bit to do with the page that it's kind of hard to explain, but it is a lot more work than you'd think. So, and the group and all that. It just, things are taking time, and I'm looking at what we're going to do about a website. So,
yeah.
So we should have a website to tie it all together at some point. But at the rate the group is growing, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to see the podcast grow like that, although we're holding pretty steady. We're over 600 downloads.
Nice.
Heading towards 700, so.
Hopefully we can get some of the other stuff up there that we can bolster that a little bit.
Yeah, well, all of you guys could just do us a favor and share. That'd be great. Share with people you think. We could use more listeners, and allows us to do a bit more things, too, so.
I have a feeling get the D&D stuff up. Right, that'll get a lot of people drawn in because it's a continuing story arc and people are going to want to hear where everyone's going next. And after the terrible, tragic football last Saturday,
yeah,
it really threw a wrench in my plans, but I'm not going to complain. My wife is still glowering about that.
Well, as long as your wife's happy and the game ended good, on good ground.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
It really did screw up the plans I had, but that's okay.
Wait a minute. Weren't you the master of this? So
yeah, I know.
How
but
did
dude, it I couldn't. I couldn't just, in good consciousness, allow it to not happen.
Yeah.
I mean, she rolled a critical success, which is rare. And the fact that the amount of damage she did not only exceeded the hit points of the character, it almost double exceeded the hit points of the character.
Well, then the character's
gone. It's like, that
gone.
Character's gone. There's just no way that fate is going to intervene and save this person. This person's dead. I will just figure something else out. And that was a reflex action on my wife's part. It wasn't even a full-on combat. She was responding to them trying to attack her. She's just that good of an assassin.
Well, that works out pretty good then.
So I'm letting it stand, and when you actually listen to the audio, you all hear it, you'll be like, okay. So I will go a different direction with the story arc, no problem, not a big deal. One can adapt as a game master. That was actually one of the things I was talking about, is adapting.
Well, you'd have to. You should be good at it, too. You're good at that stuff,
As gameplay goes, it's brilliant, and it fits. True to form to her character. It's dead on true to form to her character. So I wouldn't want to take that from her in this case, you know. Whether it furthers the story or not, I'll just tweak the story around it at this point. It is true to life of the character. So her character was just that good, and she rolled that well. Yeah, my guys, our characters are a little overpowered right now. But they're overpowered to survive a lower level, but they're not going to get any more powerful, save for normal character advancement. So they have a slight advantage at this time that will not stay. Eventually, that will... it'll kind of even out. Yeah. I mean, they're taking down low-level stuff like it's nothing, but eventually the high-level stuff is going to be a little more work. And heck, even my main NPC character took almost half his hit points and damage in combat against a minor character. It just, they rolled better than he did.
Wow.
It happens. So, you know, it is what it is. He didn't die. I wouldn't have let him die. That I kind of need him for other stuff right now. But he took quite a bit of damage. He had to pop off some of his special healing.
Well, see, you got to get your stuff organized and start getting it up there. And yeah,
just start getting the audio edited. And like I was trying to tell everyone with my other podcast that, you know, if you, one of the things I mentioned is recording your game sessions and listening to them, because you can hear yourself talking and you can really learn from it, how to adjust how you storytell, how you treat things.
Well, yeah, you can get rid of things too that are maybe annoying or that you didn't know were annoying or bad. It's easy to be in a bad habit and then not realize it until you hear yourself. So,
listening to that first episode, I really picked out a behavior that needed to change immediately because it annoyed me to no end. Now, I was able to edit it out of the audio, and then the audience will never hear it. It'll never pop up for the audience, but I heard it, and I'm like, yeah, that's going to change right now.
that's a good thing, though.
Yep, so, and that's one of the things I'll touch on my podcast for Game Masters is learning from that and working. But I'm giving a little lot on that podcast because I couldn't do it. So,
well, but you tried. So I did. You just have to try it a different way, and then I think ideally too, it's easier if you can record to the laptop because that you can always upload easily.
Yeah, and I probably should have.
And well, you can do it on the phone too, but you see what happens when you try to record and then.
It doesn't.
Phone rings or somebody sends you a text and you're talking, all of a sudden there's bing. And so that's another drawback. But
and this is why we're not recording this on a phone.
Well, this is not. This is on the Tascom.
Yeah. So. Just like when I do my Minecraft videos, I always get interrupted.
Well, that's how it works, Evie. When you try to do something, that's when people bother you.
Yeah.
That's a lesson you can learn for life.
That's a life lesson for sure.
That's what happens, yeah.
It's just going to kind of always be that way, whether you want it to be or not. Well, let's see. What else did... Oh, I wanted to touch on the diecast stuff. I know this is kind of an odd reach on this one. But I periodically watch on YouTube... I periodically watch YouTube, but on YouTube, this group of guys who... restore or customize old die-cast cars. I mean, old die-cast cars.
Like the old Hot Wheels.
The old Hot Wheels, the old Matchbox, all the little off-brand stuff. And he every now and then makes Mad Max-type cars out of the ones that there's just really no saving. You can just tell. You're just, the glass is too far gone, the interior is too bad. There's a lot of, so he'll do a lot of weathering, he'll do a lot of rusting effects, he'll link a lot of armor, and he does, the way he does some of the stuff is not the way I would do it, but it's still really cool what he does create. So on that note, I decided I wanted to mention something about it, because I thought it would be kind of fun. The people who play Gaslands, I mean, that's basically designed to use die-cast cars in a post-apocalyptic world. Yep. So it's a miniature game, and that's all it is. It's rules for a miniature game. There's no other story element. I don't even know if there's really much of a background to the game itself. It's just a miniature game. It's really cool. But you use die-cast cars, and the stuff that this guy is making does fit that world. You can do up some really cool Mad Max customs, and the stuff he uses is just like old nails and washers and... little bits of putty. The one thing he does work with is the modeling putty and the epoxy putty that he uses to glue things back together works really good for shaping and making armor plates and little bits of this and that. Some of the stuff he actually does truly restore is pretty awesome too. I wish he just showed you more about some of the details of how he puts things back together, how he does the wheels, because he'll change wheels all the time, but then you never see how he's putting those wheels on. They're not just clip them in. He actually takes a wheel off and redoes the rivet and everything.
It's a lot of work for
it is.
Little cars that you can pick up for a dollar.
But it's really cool to look at his stuff and know you can, with the materials you have around the house and a little time and knowledge, make these really cool Gaslands vehicles, for example, with just that simple stuff. So small investment, more or less time and, you know, some elbow grease.
Something fun to do.
Yeah, and you've got some really cool cars for you that you can use for gaming. And it doesn't have to be just Gaslands. If you still actually, some of you actually still play Dark Future, which is a very old Games Workshop game. You know, it would work for that. The scale is correct. The rules are really old. If you want to do a more 3D live Car Wars, hey, why not? It works. The grid map's a little different, but it doesn't take much to convert Car Wars for tabletop play versus just a two-dimensional board.
And what was the... I can't remember the name of the one you got with the orcs.
Oh, the Speed Freaks.
Speed Freaks, that's right.
And that's...
And that's a branch off of the Warhammer.
That's Warhammer, so that's all that Warhammer scale. And it's just the extra orc vehicles for Warhammer 40K. Is really what that is. And good way, it's a very good marketing way to introduce all the new orc stuff and get people into buying it, as well as buying the vehicles and using it in 40K. So
yeah, but it's got, it's cool. It come with its own track and stuff you can race? I thought it did.
It doesn't have a track. It has map tiles that we've been using to play Kill Team on, and measuring sticks and rulers. So there's no actual track.
I thought it had like a course set.
It does not have a course. You have the terrain that I've been using for Kill Team, and you have the maps that we've been using for Kill Team. But that's all it has, and then just a measuring stick, and you kind of kept everything within that range. But really, you only do a couple vehicles at a time just because they're so big, you don't have a lot of room to do anything else. But they're still cool. I like them. I'll eventually build them for whatever. You can't use them in Kill Team, the vehicles, but you know, other than his terrain. And that's still cool. I mean, they're cool terrain, if anything.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are games centered around cars and that kind of stuff. So it just depends on... It's a different angle of gaming is what that is. Yep. So.
And one could easily adapt a rule set for any scale. I mean, really, if we wanted or you wanted to play tanks in 1/35th scale with models, there are tons of them available. There's no reason you couldn't.
I'd say,
just bigger.
Isn't that what bolt action is? Or
bolt action is 1/48th scale.
So that's even bigger.
So it's smaller than 1/35th. The smaller the number, the bigger it is, all the way down to 1:1. 1:1 is real life. So 1/35th is going to be bigger than 1/48th. But 1/48th, which is bolt action scale, that's what bolt action does. There are some model companies that put out models in that range. So you can actually buy model kits of the tanks and of the troops in that scale that are not bolt action. And the really nice thing about that is they're a lot cheaper than the bolt action stuff, too. A lot cheaper.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'll give you an example. Italeri makes a 1/48th scale Tiger. The kit is $13. The kit for bolt action with all the bolt action stuff, which is also made by Italeri, is $48.
Saving money.
Guess which one I bought.
Yeah, saving money.
Yep. But even some of the troops they put out in that scale, you can buy. Because Italeri is basically making a lot of the models for that, basically the plastic ones, the non-resin cast ones. They have the right to sell them as a regular model kit in the same scale. They are exactly the same kit in a different box. And in some cases, if you're actually careful, you'll get the instructions for the models for bolt action in the model kit. Because that one Panzer IV I got actually has all the bolt action stuff in the box, but it is a regular model kit.
Huh. I say I've seen bolt action stuff. I've seen videos on it. So yeah.
Bolt action
it is a bigger
really cool.
scale.
It's the same scale as Dust Tactics, which has become cheap because nobody... It's discontinued, so people clear it out all the time. And it's actually a really fun game. It is a bigger scale. It is alternate World War II. It's got Max. It's got some other stuff. But, man, It's really cool. And it is very easy to play.
Well, that's... Oof. This guy doesn't know what he's doing.
No, nope,
driving straight at us. So, well, that's the thing there. To me, it has to be easy to play and to get into.
Yeah.
Because if a game is too overly complicated, it just gets a turnoff.
It is.
If people don't want to do it, and or it takes the fun out of it, or it can drag it out.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be dragging out every turn. So.
And in some cases, if the game even looks overly complicated, people will walk away from it. Which is kind of sad, because a lot of them, when you get into it, they're not that complicated.
Well, that's why we've said several times, and we're trying, depending on our schedules, we just want to start getting together once a week and maybe live streaming a game.
Yeah.
Whether Clint can do it or not, or other people can come over, I just want to start getting something going up so you guys can see what we're talking about. I mean, we could do video games, too. That's not a problem, because, I mean, we can live stream some of that, as long as you don't laugh at us. Our gameplay may not be, you know, we're not Fortnite champions kind of thing.
I don't have time to devote to that.
Yeah.
Although I do want Pokemon Destiny. I will admit that I do really want.
Yeah, Pokemon Destiny?
Yeah.
Explain it. Oh, I think most people are going to know what Pokemon is there, Edie.
Destiny plays like Fallout 4. You have a build option.
It plays like Fallout?
Like Fallout 4 does, where you've got your build option, you can collect resources, earn cash to build things, as well as catch your Pokemon, and it's an open world sandbox environment.
So it's Pokemon with a job.
Well, your job's catching Pokemon, but yeah.
Yeah, but I mean money and building and take on your bills and what you can do.
It's cool. I mean, there's a lot of Pokemon video games out there anyway, but Destiny looked like one that would be a lot of fun. I don't know the system. I bet it's going to be for the Switch only. So I guess maybe I'll have to buy a Switch.
That's actually the next system I was looking at, was the Switch for myself. Because, first of all, they're gonna do that crossover with a lot of stuff with Microsoft. So a lot of people on Xbox One should be able at some point to be talking to people on Switch. So
yep, we'll have to see what happens there for sure.
Well, thank you, Clint, for coming by so we could do another podcast. Yeah, and Evie, back there.
What do you want?
Yeah.
Good.
Was that Evie, or is that, alternate Evie?
Oh, that was just Evie.
Oh.
What do you want?
Say goodbye, Evie, nicely. Don't scare people.
Yeah, say goodbye nicely.
Okay.
Really?
Wow. Well, yeah, that's what sugar does. All right, you guys. Anything, Clint?
No, that's all I have till next time. All
right, well, wait for Clint's new stuff. It should be up there within the next week or two. Start looking for it. We'll catch you guys later.